flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Newell, you did not pick that song, did you?
That's DJ El Camino sitting next to me, Michael Heck with GNO Inc. The GNO Inc. thing is just really a side job to the DJ gig.
It's a cover. It's a fallback. It's a fallback.
It's a fallback.
You know.
What an appropriate song, because no one does it like this.
They're not like us. I mean, it's, you know, I was just hearing about the media party last night, and I've been talking to folks around. I was actually talking to a delegation from Australia this morning, and they're just astounded at how the Super Bowl in New Orleans is not an event. It's what the city becomes. I mean, it's a total takeover on a mutual basis, and it energizes, you know, both.
Yeah, it's. I was just saying off air, if last night's party doesn't move the media, nothing will.
Yeah, I mean, can you tell folks about what happened last night at the party?
It was great. We talked about it earlier.
All right, sorry.
He can't tell everything.
All right.
You know, but I had to get out of there early because it could go bad. But they had so many things. I mean, the food was just incredible. I was telling someone, I ran into T. Martin when I walked in. And you know how many events she's covered. I mean, she's been a great corporate partner. The whole family has. And just so excited about being there.
Yeah.
About, you know, doing it on behalf of the city. Yeah. You know, and just.
I've been asked about the feeling that I have about this. And I have a bit of like the Mardi Gras inside the box feeling, where it's that energy and slight nervousness about how you're going to get around to such a density of events. The other way that I feel, the other emotion, is one I haven't felt in a long time. It's that feeling I felt 25 years ago on the night before, or the hour before we opened the doors to our first restaurant the first time. It's anticipation, it's excitement, but I think it's also pride, a growing sense that, you know what, I think we're going to do this better potentially than anybody else. And, you know, we still have to get through it, but it's feeling good right now, Newell.
I think so. I mean, I think everybody has been very excited. A lot of folks have been a little angst and anxiety about traffic. I'm going to tell you, I drove down last night to go to the party, did not catch any traffic at all, came from Old Mattery, it took me about 8 minutes, you know, and it just...
I think what's happened, this is for people to understand, is that there was a lot more congestion a few days ago last week because the construction projects were finishing up.
Yeah.
They've all been demobbed now. They've been cleared out. So now all you have is Poydras Street in front of the dome is shut down. They're using it. But generally the city is either open, or like Convention Center Boulevard, one lane is open. I wouldn't drive down here gratuitously, but I just drove over here and got a parking spot. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, a lot of folks are... texting in saying, if we bring our kids down to NFL Experience, where can we park? The same places that you would park if you came to a Mardi Gras ball. There's, you know, flat lots all around here. You can get to them. There's no impediment.
There's still street level parking.
Yeah. Right.
They're available around the downtown area. So,
and then actually important for people to listen, on Friday and Saturday, there's going to be the park and ride. So $10 round trip and kids under 12 ride free. And that's going to pick up from Audubon, from Delgado, from New Orleans East, and from Oakwood on the West Bank. And that's a great way to get down and not worry about it.
So obviously you've been interacting with a lot of folks, I'm sure, with the NFL and others. Their reaction thus far?
You know, I've been talking and texting with folks from the NFL, and I think it goes all the way up to the top to Roger Goodell when he was talking in D.C., and he said, you know, nobody is like New Orleans because we've got a density that no other city provides. I mean, you know, next year when they do it in San Francisco, the stadium is literally 45 minutes away. I think it's like a different time zone. It's in San Jose. So literally, to go to the game in San Francisco, you should fly into a different city. That's how remote it is. The second thing is that the culture of this place. I mean, look, every place is going to try to create their ersatz Bourbon Street and their culture. In this place, it is the place, right. And it creates such an energy for the media, for the fans, for the players, for the NFL. They love that. And the final thing is that we do big events. It's muscle memory for us. You know, we kind of do it. You know, the thing when you're driving and you forget that you're driving, but you drive really well. That's how we do big events.
You're like, wait, how did I get home?
Right, exactly. You know, it's like that. You know, but sober, David. You know?
No, that's not what I meant. I meant just when you're in your routine, you go home after work, and you're like, I don't remember actually getting off at my exit and pulling into my driveway. But next thing I know, I'm in my driveway.
That's right.
New Orleans is at with doing these amazing events.
That's right.
And you talked about how 25 years ago, opening a restaurant, you had all that anxiety. I get the feeling more and more from everyone involved here that they're not feeling that anxiety. They're not worried about what the reaction of the world is going to be to New Orleans because they know we got this.
We got this. I think so. A reporter asked me that yesterday, said, what are you worried about? I think it was a reporter from the Journal. And I said, well, the known knowns we're good on. Like, we're good on that. The known unknowns, we actually have a pretty good catalog of those things. So we are prepared for them in every way, including security. Is a known unknown going to pop up?
Well, of course.
It always does.
They always do.
And so that's why we've got kind of that lateral, you know, vision going on and looking to see what's going to happen. But I totally agree with you, Dave. I think that there is a quiet confidence about doing these type of things. And you kind of feel that in everybody that you're speaking with.
Yeah, the team knows they can win. It's you almost liken it to the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't worry about now if they're down by two scores with 8 minutes to go in the game because they know they got that, and they have proven it, and we'll see if they prove it again. But New Orleans wins every time we do these things.
Yeah, it is true. It's, you know, back in the heyday of Drew and Sean, you know, we'd be down by a touchdown with 2 minutes to go, and you'd already be ready to collect. You know, we're going to win. You'd already be high-fiving because you knew it. And I think not that we're behind right now, but we're very good at this. The weather is cooperating, which is the one variable. And if it, you know, comes out this
weekend,
that's
huge.
Oh, it's going to be low 70s, sunny, clear, reasonably dry.
May hit 80 Saturday. Some people may say it's too hot, but that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely magical. And look, and the city, I must.
I'm coming down for the parade. I want to see the parade.
It's going to be great.
It's
going to be a ball.
It takes that Christmas parade route coming from the Marigny into the French Quarter, onto Canal Street. I think it's going to be a great time.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson Square in the Cathedral.
And let me just take this chance to give a shout out to everybody at the city, at the state, at Sewer and Water Board, at nonprofits, at the private sector who have gotten this place together. You know, I'm looking up here at our guest who's coming on, Secretary Bourgeois, and when we started 6 or 7 months ago and looked at our list of 500 plus projects to get done, you know, we kind of drew our breath in and said, well, let's give it a shot. The fact that we're not only getting the vast majority, I think it's probably 95% plus of that list done, but things we didn't even imagine, like over 20 new murals going in. It's because everybody involved from the top on down just did the job with joy and competency, a great attitude. And you know, there's still some things that are getting finished right now when the curtains go up.
I saw some sidewalks being repaired as I walked here this morning.
They were there.
The phone service, cable truck were there, and they were there, folks putting brick pavers down.
It is, you know, it reminds me again, people ask, like, what's the role that Geno Inc. is playing in this? And I got to go back to the restaurant analogy. In a restaurant, there's something called the expediter. They're not the chefs. They're not actually doing the work. That's actually everybody at Sewer and Water Boards, you know, at DPW, DTD. And they're not the customers. The customers is the public. But the expediter is the one that's making sure the plates get to the right table.
Right.
And when a plate comes out and there's a little dribble of gravy on it, you're taking the napkin and wiping it off.
Sure.
And there's a lot of that going on right now, kind of making sure that when everything goes out, it's bon appetit. And the public's been great. They've been good with giving us, you know, saying, hey, there's some garbage on this exit, or, you know, there's a piece of sidewalk needs to be fixed. We've kind of crowdsourced this thing. And I'm just so grateful and proud of the effort.
And I'm just thankful that you didn't check out after your pothole was repaired and you stayed the course.
There was that selfish moment, but
yes. we took a moment and celebrated, but you know, but said to whom much is given, and we continued filling potholes. Yes,
I would say one example though of kind of how you're still finishing and putting the touches on it is the Plaza Tower, because that was a tough curveball that kept. You just couldn't get over the finish line with that. But
that
I saw people hanging banners and putting up murals on the Plaza Tower on my way in.
So you remember like wiffle ball when there was that one ringer who'd like, I don't know, like put rocks in the ball or spit in it or whatever, and it's doing that thing. The fact that the team has gotten, you know, two of the major banners up and the third one, which is going to be a huge Becky Foss on the Marble Foss show, goes up tomorrow, it was honestly like hanging up a pinata in the middle of a war zone. We got it done. I can't believe it. It looks great. It's advertising the city, advertising the state, our future energy. But I give, again, a lot of credit to the city, to the building owners, to everybody involved, including the attorneys. Everybody was trying to get us to yes in a way that kept the site safe. And I think that's what has characterized this entire effort. You've gotten people together who are not necessarily always working together and who have different incentives and different bosses, and everybody put the good of the state and the city and the Super Bowl as the North Star. And, again, it's cliche, but it shows you that when we do that, we're absolute world beaters.
Absolutely. We got to get to a break. We
probably
are visiting with Michael Heck from G&O Inc., as he joins us every Wednesday at this time, and we appreciate that. We will be right back from Media Row here at the host committee's booth on Media Row. Very well done, by the way.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Congratulations to y'all and everyone else that's participated in this, and thank you for hosting us here this week. We've had a great time so far. So we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.